Joe, your reaction. Yes. Your reaction, Joe.
This is a roar of opposition by ordinary people in Dublin to the savage policies of the Fianna Fáil Green Party government in making working people and the unemployed pay for a crisis caused by speculators, by big developers and by big bankers, facilitated by Fianna Fáil. Ordinary people did not create this crisis and they must not pay the price, and that's what they are saying.
Are you going to enjoy your new job?
We are always honoured to represent the ordinary people, working people, unemployed, pensioners, the ordinary people of Dublin and this country in whatever platform they put us in. So I will do in the Europarliament what I did in Dáil Éireann, which is to give voice to the ordinary people in opposition to the policies of big business, the policies of neoliberalism, particularly the policies of privatisation, of allowing the speculators to run riot at the cost, at a huge cost, to young people, as we have seen in this country, and also to campaign for an alternative economic and political policy which puts ordinary people at the centre of that policy, not the super profits of the corporate elite, the big financial gamblers. And I believe that the message really coming from this election all over the country is that people are not just objecting now to what Fianna Fáil and the Greens are doing, but they are also searching for an alternative. I think this is a watershed in Irish politics, that people now see that there is a need for a more radical alternative, and we now will have to see about filling that huge vacuum that exists on the left in Irish politics, in reality, where working people get real representation. Because we have to say, in the current opposition, Fine Gael would have a policy equal to Fianna Fáil of slash and burn living standards, and there is a huge question for the Labour Party. What would it do in government with Fine Gael? Go along with these cuts as it did in the 1980s, for example, in the Garrett Fitzgerald-led coalition, so Tony Blair or Mr Brown's Labour Party in Britain carry on, in reality, the parties or the policies of the market of crony capitalism. So what's being indicated here is a need for a new party of the left, of working people, that will give genuine representation. And I think that that's the message, one of the messages coming out of this this election.
So do you think the European Parliament is ready for you? Are you going to shake it up the way you did the Dáil?
Well, we will go in with a clear alternative, and that alternative is desperately needed, not just here but in Europe, because right throughout the European Union, the member states are dominated by right-wing governments which are carrying out basically a similar policy to here, of making working people pay for the crisis of their system. And therefore I believe that we will work to build the greatest links possible between workers and workers' organisations in Ireland and throughout the European Union. And we will get rid of this nonsense that's been going on about anti-Europe and anti-EU and all the rest of it. We are pro the workers of Europe. We stand for the greatest links and friendship and solidarity between working people throughout the European Union. That is our alternative to a Europe dominated by the big corporate elites, by the armaments merchants, by the financial institutions. And I believe that that is a message that will be readily accepted and welcomed by workers, particularly the workers who are active in the labour and trade union movement throughout the European Union.
Joe, what does this victory mean personally for you? You've, after losing your seat in the last general election, what does this mean personally for you?
Well, I never take these things too personally, to be honest. It's more what it means for the people who have honoured us with this massive support on Friday. And my responsibility now is to try to be a voice, as we said in our poster, for working, for workers and unemployed, and for putting forward an alternative, radical, an alternative democratic socialist policy to the disastrous policies of the government. And that's what we have to say about these policies, by the way. They will fail. The policies of slash and burn, the living standards of working people simply cut the ability of workers to buy goods and services, which condemns thousands of more workers to the dole.
Joe, do you see your vote more than any other as a protest against the current government?
I'm sorry?
Do you see your vote more than any other vote as a protest against the government?
Well, I think because of the clarity of the alternative that we represent, this is a very, very significant vote, because people voting here knew my record as a Socialist Party TD for 10 years in Dáil Éireann, where we gave no quarter to the policies of the facilitators, speculators and the developers, which who were legislated for by Fianna Fáil. How many times did I tell the then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern that this was a catastrophic policy that they were going on with? And many people in the course of the campaign said that to us. And when the crash happened, that resonated back with people. And that's one of the reasons why people were happy to give us the support that we got on Friday.
Big change of lifestyle coming your way, Joe. How do you think you're going to adapt to it?
Well, in reality, it's just a continuation of what I've been doing for decades now.
Travel, though?
Well, I've travelled far and wide in the interest of socialism and a new society, so we'll manage.
Joe, Mrs. Are you taking your full MEP salary?
Oh, no. Our policy will be similar to a policy when I was in Dáil Éireann. I will live on the take-home pay equivalent to an average industrial worker. And legitimate expenses, naturally, for flying, but legitimate expenses, not a gravy train expenses. And we will publish our expenses and our incomings and outgoings as is proper.
Mr. Higgins, a proud morning for you?
It is.
What do you say about your boy?
I think he's very good.
You're proud of him, then?
I am.
Were you worried earlier on today when it was such a long count?
I was a bit.
Fair play to you for sticking it out.
Fair Joe, play. Thank you. Can I just come back to you for a second? Many people said that, particularly within Fianna Fáil, it would be a bad thing to send Joe Higgins out, because we need pro-European candidates out there with a positive front. Should they have anything to fear now that you're actually going out?
I should think they have a lot to fear. What they mean is it's bad for the establishment, it's bad for corporate Europe, for big business Europe, for the armaments industry dominated Europe. It's bad for them, yes, because I am a voice of opposition to all that. It's good for working people in Europe who can see a representative who champions their interests as the creators of the wealth. So it's a hugely positive step for working people and for the left throughout Europe, the genuine left. There are two establishment MEPs already elected for Dublin. What do they want? The whole shebang.
What's first on the agenda?
Good night's sleep, I'd say.
Congratulations.
One more, 1, 2, 3. And watch your head. 1, 2, 3, lads. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Miss it.
Which is Bulliu Fossick, a shot than Realtus, to could Fianna Fáil of the Glossig. Is Bulliu Naig the Policy Han should sued, it could Conkeen, it could Ulach Nagir Kame, Ergnoloch Debre, Erdini Diostaha. Agus is Bake Ufossick Lawyer Ostaldini Wood, who will Mullet Politiakta, Agus Mullet Achnamayakta, Ictastal Wuha. Irehan Achtish Kurumri Ishin Conkeen. Dormer Gerhastig Wind Policy Defuler Fod, Nachwech Garashir Kaidan
Bahagnadine, no ir Shervishi Publi, Davishin Massim Gur Aharum Moor is sale politip in the Tirahag Yeshdumsa, Agusgolamidinish Kundulkan Keen, Confessura Lodges, Ahrahu Agus Hogan to Nigan Wiltershaw, Agus Confessura Agus Muller, Politip, the Gasla Afnomekta, Akurkan Keen, Davishin, Ishli is Stadur and Law Isha. Instead, politics the budget in the Tira for more war. Instead, and they take play in the Tira show. For me, I'm happy.